Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four, engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products, we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2021 roster of Joe Shimoda, Cameron McAdoo, Austin Faulkner, Jordan Smith, and Seth Hamaker. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit. We race.
Marvin Muskan, look, I made a joke on one of my shows this week that you've crashed more this year than you have in the last 2 years you raced Supercross combined.
You're funny.
It's been rough, man, but congratulations. This is where you belong, right? Like, this is what you expect, and so this has been a good night.
Yes, I mean, I needed it. Obviously, tonight, I was fifth. Obviously, I got lucky with two guys crashing in front of me, so third is great. I just wanted to be consistent on two wheels. I've been very, very aggressive. I mean, aggressive, and wanted to make it happen the last few races because the speed was good.
Mm-hmm.
The position of the start, not great, but made it happen, but then ended up going down. So
right.
Very, very frustrating. I mean, I love Indy, the Castle Stadium. I've won a few times, so I wanted to do good, maybe too good, and it didn't pay off. So tonight I wanted to stay on two wheels. So the first lap was a little bit timid.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a few spots, but then I was battling with Malcolm and Adam and got up to fifth. And then right there, obviously, Barcia, Tomac crashed and gave me third. So it's cool.
But that's almost like the way it works out. Like, you deserve some luck, right? Because you haven't got your results that you probably needed, that you deserve to get, you know? So
I felt I felt like the wheel was going to turn earlier than that, and the leg was going to come back before. But it didn't. I mean, this year it's super tough. I mean, those guys are riding well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like a top 10, it's so crazy. So you got to position yourself good, and I didn't do that the last three rounds. And tonight I did a little bit better. I was playing it more safe the first few laps, and then it was you know,
yep.
Time to make passes after that and come back to fifth. So that was okay.
Did you like the track tonight?
I did. It was you know, more turns, more rhythms, mm-hmm. more technical. I know. I've seen, you know, a lot of people maybe complaining about the whoops because it was a tight corner before and a tight corner after. But
yep.
it made it. I mean, technical. It bit a lot of people tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. You know, in the heat.
Yep.
So, it was technical. It wasn't like a crazy whoop section high speed, but it was technical and it was a different option. So I guess that's what you want to see. You know, the right hander after that, you could go double in or single. It was a couple options, so
yep.
I like to see that. It got super choppy, rutted, and a little drier too, because, you know, three races in the same stadium and dirt, it got dry.
Did you you made the podium at round one? Did you almost surprise yourself at that one, just because it's your first Supercross race in over a year and all that? Did you almost surprise yourself and then you remembered, oh yeah, Supercross is really hard, or you know what I mean?
I did. Yeah. I was surprised. I mean, I don't think that my speed was there right away the first round, but I played myself in a good position right away and I was able to take third. But you know, after that, you know, it was every Saturday. I mean, every race round is different. You know, you got to get the start. So, and I didn't do that the last few rounds. So it killed me. And when you see Kenny's putting himself, he's riding well. Plus he's putting himself in a great position, and Cooper as well. So I want to be up there and battling, but everybody wants to do that. So it's tough.
Yeah. Generally your starts are really good. You know, this year it hasn't been, they've been hit and miss a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you don't qualify great and then you have a bad gate pick, it kills you.
Sure.
Some of the starts at Houston was super short, so if you're outside, you're done. Here in Indy, the start's been pretty long, so that's okay if you're a little bit outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I was outside the box tonight, and made a decent start. I got pushed wild by AC coming into the rhythm, but I was right there, you know, so it was better.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for the time. Congrats on the third, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.